I'm Jackie Rodriguez, and this is the Friends with Friends podcast, the one where we explore all 236 episodes of the TV show Friends one at a time. I'm really excited about today's episode. I'm going to LOL throughout this whole entire episode because it is just hilarious. But my friend Vanessa is here to help calm me down.
Yeah, I'm Vanessa. Now I know what pivot means, so this is great.
Yes, I know. Pivot. We know. So yes, you are getting all the funny slogans from it. But yes, so this is the 113th episode, the one with the cop, season 5, episode 16. It premiered February 25th, 1999 with 26 million viewers. Vanessa, tell us what happened.
Yeah, so in this episode is one of the funniest scenes ever in Friends. It's the pivot episode. So Phoebe takes on a new identity, and Ross is furnishing his new place, and Joey might be ready for a relationship.
Yes. So let's start off with, okay, now that Ross is in his new apartment, formerly Ugly Naked Guy's apartment, he needs to go shopping for a couch. So he goes for a couch, and this is sort of a random off. And I don't know if they knew that this would be such a big scene. But first they go for a couch, and then he's with Rachel, and he finds one. And turns out the delivery fee is half as much as the couch. And so it's like, they live 3 blocks away. So Ross takes the initiative, saying, well, Rachel, why don't we just take it home and carry it home? And then she's like, okay. And then she does it, but then they can't get it up the staircase.
Yeah. He even drew a sketch of how they were going to put the couch up the stairs, which didn't even work anyways.
Yes. And so first time it's just Ross and Rachel, and he's trying to say left, left, left. And so that starts it. And then later in the episode, we see that Rachel is going to go get somebody to help out, and he gets Chandler. And it's like, oh, why'd you bring Chandler? You know, Monica would have been the next best one, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they start to go up the staircase, and he goes, pivot, pivot, pivot. And then Chandler's, shut up, shut up, shut up. And the way that he says, pivot.
But here's the thing. How did they come up with that specific line? That specific word? You know,
word.
Did they?
Yes.
And he executed it so great. Like, did they know if it was going to be the word going into it?
That's what I was thinking. Is like, okay, I don't know if they knew that Ross or that David Schwimm would deliver it in this way. And then when it probably was in front of a live audience, obviously, and it got this huge reaction, because you can hear like the live audience just cracking up about it. And the way that, you know, like Chandler's going over the railing as well, you know, and it's like, there's no more left, left, you know, and there's, and shut up, shut up, shut up. But no, he just like, the way that both of them played this out, I think it was the delivery of it rather than the line. You know,
true.
So, and they're both such great actors, great comedic actors, you know, Matthew Perry and David Schwimmer. And it just totally brought it to a whole new level. I loved every minute of it. And I still, no matter how many times I've edited this clip too, because anytime we show Friends and Sam says, oh, we need a saw to sound over tape, I go, oh, I'm grabbing pivot. And I giggle. And Sam has even mentioned to me before, are you laughing about the scene you've seen a million times? I'm like, yep. It's the scene.
Yeah, it's funny. It's a good episode, and it's something that happens a lot, even if you don't live in an apartment and you live in a house. It's, you know, you have a piece of furniture, and before you even take it home, you kind of have to think about how you're going to put it into your place.
Exactly. Yes. So I just got a new couch. You can see it in the video if you watch us, you know, but and I had delivery guys, because I was like, I'm not going to do this on my own, because I actually, the very first couch I got in my studio, me and my dad brought up the staircase, and I was just thinking of the scene as well, but it's really hard. It was really heavy. And so when I got this new couch, it's slightly bigger, and the delivery guys, I even had trouble getting it in through my door, but they did it. And I was totally thinking of pivot when they were doing it.
Yeah, totally. I mean, even getting a Christmas tree into your place, it's a tricky situation.
I know. And you live in a house, so you have more openings. I have one door, you know? So it's in an apartment complex. I don't have an elevator either, you know? And so we had to go up 2 flights of stairs with the couch for me and my dad. And then the delivery guys had to go up 2 flights of stairs. So I understand the whole situation with Ross trying to, you know, do a sketch, and then frustration of screaming pivot during this episode.
Yeah, I liked it. It was a good storyline, especially for Ross, because he's so type A personality.
Yes, and he tries to return it at the end. Yes!
He tries to get his money back with a cap that's cut in half. So he tries to get his money back, and I think he gets, what, like $4?
$4. And he goes, I will take the $4. And I'm like, did you spend? Couches are like $500 to $600, $700, up to like thousands of dollars. You know, like living spaces, you can get a couch for $500. That's still way more than $4.
Yeah.
So it's like, he's just throwing away that money.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So yeah. So I liked it. It was good storyline for Ross. Oh, and the whole 298 times.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
Yes.
Yeah, him and Rachel have done it 298 times, because when she was shopping with Ross, the store clerk didn't believe that they were together. And I thought that was really strange that he counted. Like, who counts?
Yeah. And something that is also strange for Joey is that he starts dreaming about Monica.
Yes. Yeah. So that's another part. And that goes into, like, maybe he's ready for a relationship, you know? So the first scene we see, you know, Joey sees Monica and Chandler hanging out doing a crossword puzzle, and they're being really cute. And then he dreams of Monica being really cute with her. And so she gets all weirded out by it. And, or he gets all weirded out by, you know, Monica. And it's like, what's going on? Why are you being weirded out with Monica? And turns out, because he's like, no, I never dreamt of her in that way, like sexual, but it was like a relationship thing. So maybe internally he's ready for a relationship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that was another quick storyline with Joey that took place. Nothing that crazy. And I think it's just so cute that he, you know, sees him do a puzzle or whatever it was, a crossword puzzle. And he just, he liked that idea of having somebody.
Yeah. Yeah. He likes the idea. And Chandler and Monica say, well, we were friends first, so maybe you can try being friends with somebody that you date. And he goes to Rachel and it's like, no, you can't just hit on your current friends. You have to build that relationship with somebody. And then it was end up being like a pickup line. It ends up having a threesome with somebody that he went on a date with. And he's like, there were three of us, for goodness sakes. And it's like, he didn't give me advice. He gave me a pickup line. I just thought that was funny too.
Yeah, like, definitely.
So nonchalant of him to say he had a threesome. But
yeah.
So that was a quick storyline. Maybe Joey's ready for a relationship, but we don't know yet. But it's a nice thought that he could possibly be ready. So now let's take a break, and then we'll talk about the one with the cop, and we'll talk about why it's named that, because it's with Phoebe's storyline. We'll be right back.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
And we're back. So the one with the cop, Phoebe, in the beginning of the episode, finds a badge in Central Park in her couch, in the chair that she's sitting on. So she keeps the badge and she uses it impersonating a cop, which is totally illegal, to, you know, get a woman who is smoking a cigarette and puts it out on a tree. And she goes, yeah, because I'm a cop. And then she does it again. But then she does it to the cop that the badge belongs to. And that ends up being Michael Rapaport, who we know and love from many, many, many TV shows.
Yeah, he's still around. He's still really big. My husband was watching this with me and he knew exactly who he was. He was like, oh my God, it's Michael Rapaport. Yeah, so Michael Rapaport was Gary. But before this, both him and David Schwimmer previously acted together on an episode of NYPD Blue, as well as in the 1996 film, The Pall Bearer. I've never heard of The Pall Bearer.
Neither have I, but I've heard of NYPD Blue. And what's interesting too is there's a connection with NYPD Blue with David Schwimmer, but also in the storyline. And I totally didn't know this, Vanessa, until you pointed this out, that when Phoebe is impersonating the cop to him, when she's impersonating it to Gary, oh, I'm a cop too. What precinct do you work at? Oh, at 70, 75. And oh, do you know Sipowicz? And I was like, and I Googled, who's Sipowicz? And it turns out Sipowicz is actually a character on NYPD Blue, which he acted on with David Schwimmer. I was like, oh my gosh, mind blown. I'm like, this is so cool. Awful. I'm like, so is this like an inside joke with like the writers and Michael Rapaport and David Schwimmer and Lisa Kudrow? It's like, oh, let's reference the show that you two were on. And so, and it references a plot line too, because Phoebe tells Gary, oh yeah, but he's, you know, sad his wife died. Andy Sipowicz's wife actually died in NYPD Blue. And I was like, this is a whole backscene story, you know, that they reference Sipowicz.
That all flew over my head.
Right? Me too. I've seen this episode so many times because of Pivot, and I never knew that this whole NYPD Blue connection until you pointed out that they acted together.
See, the more you know, the more you listen to our podcast, the more you find out.
The more you know with the star.
Yes, I liked the storyline for Phoebe. I like that Michael Rapaport was in it. I love how she takes the badge into full effect, makes it her own. You know, she tries to arrest a woman, tells her, save it, Red. And I actually think that was a reference to another show, but I didn't put it in here. Anyways, she says, save it, Red. And then my favorite line when she says, I'm Phoebe, I'm Buffet, homicide.
Homicide.
And then he's like, I worked in homicide. What, you know, where, whatever. Like she tries to like.
Yeah, that's when they go into the Sipowicz thing.
Yes. And then she drops the badge and she runs away.
Runs away. And then he is so smooth. Gary is so smooth that he's like, okay, I ran the prints. So then Gary's so smooth that he finds Phoebe at Monica's apartment. And it's like, how did he find her? He's like, oh, I ran the prints on the badge. And then he finds out how like Phoebe's track record, but they don't go into it. So, oh, you're pretty impressive, you know? And then he asks Phoebe out, okay, instead of arresting you, how about I take you to dinner instead? And so it opens up a whole new relationship. And I was like, oh, very smooth. And even the friends noticed how smooth it was. So I was like, very smooth.
Yep. So now Phoebe's going out with a cop. As we've mentioned in a previous episode, Phoebe has all of these dates with guys with very prominent careers. There was only one that was questionable.
And so...
But it was good. I like where this Michael Rapaport thing is going. Good job, Phoebe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. Good job, Phoebe. And I like that, you know, it's Michael Rapaport. Like, you know, and we're going to see him a few more episodes because this opens up a relationship. I just like the way it started. The honesty of her track record. And just the honesty of them too, you know. It's like, all right, so she ends up going on a date with him and we'll see how that ends up as well.
Yeah, but in the past episode, didn't we hear Phoebe say that she was in jail when she was homeless or something?
Yes, I think so. Did we? It's always referenced, but it's never really like in detail what has happened. They always reference her like street side Phoebe, you know, because she's a tough chick, but yet she's this ethereal sweet person to all the friends. So I think they always reference little happenings here and there, but you know, I don't know if she was actually in jail.
I see. But and quick mention of the Etch-a-Sketch, it said, Joey, your agent called. Then later it was a drawing of a target.
Oh, cute. Joey, your agent called. Estelle. Oh, that's good. That's awesome. So coming up in the next episode, Rachel interviews for a new job and Joey searches and flirts with his new neighbor. Please subscribe, give us 5-star ratings. And speaking of nice comments, so somebody left us a nice comment on our Apple page. And yeah, so this is from user DL0817. He said, my new friends, I love reminiscing with you, all the backseat stuff, hoping to get more interviews with cast. So are we. I miss the OG, which is Jason, because he's their age. He's as someone who grew up in New York and who watched it as it aired, there are so many things you need an old person to recall. Nobody's ever old. Whoever DL0817, you're young at heart. But he says, I find myself answering your questions, especially the New York connection. Love you, girls. Oh.
I hope it's not someone we know, like our parents. 817.
No, but my parents didn't grow up in New York. And so
that's true.
He's a New Yorker. So hello from the West Coast, DL0817. 0817.
Yes, hello. Thank you for listening. Tell your friends. Also, yay, follow us on Friends with Friends Podcast on Instagram.
Yes, we'll see you next time.
Bye.
Bye.